Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Master Your Morning Routine, Beat the Sun, and Build an Unstoppable Life by Chris Estrada is a self-help book focused on habit change, early day structure, and practical routine design. Based on the available book description and related retailer snippets, its central promise is that better mornings can help readers reshape daily behavior and move toward consistent progress. The book belongs to the productivity and personal development genre, but its emphasis is less on abstract inspiration and more on turning repeated actions into dependable systems. It appears to treat mornings as a strategic window for controlling attention before distractions, reactive demands, and low-quality habits take over the day. In that sense, the book is likely aimed at readers who want a simple but disciplined framework for replacing unhelpful routines with more constructive ones. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, morning routines as a behavioral anchor for the rest of the day. A core idea in the book is that the morning is not just another time block, but the most influential part of the day for shaping behavior. The available description suggests that Estrada treats the first actions after waking as a cue that can set emotional tone, focus, and follow through. This matters because habits are easier to sustain when they are attached to a stable trigger, and the morning provides exactly that kind of repeated starting point. By standardizing what happens early, the reader can reduce decision fatigue and create a sense of order before external demands begin. The practical implication is that small morning actions may have an outsized effect. They do not solve every problem directly, but they make disciplined behavior more likely in the hours that follow. The book seems to argue that consistency in the morning is valuable precisely because it is repeatable, controllable, and available every day. Secondly, replacing bad habits through repetition rather than willpower alone. The search snippets point to a habit-focused message turning bad habits into good ones and using repetition to support goal achievement. That framing places the book within a behavior change tradition that favors systems over motivation, instead of assuming readers can force themselves to act differently through sheer discipline. The book appears to emphasize recurring cues and simpler routines that can gradually redirect behavior. This is important because many lifestyle changes fail when they depend on a burst of enthusiasm that disappears under stress. A routine-based approach addresses that weakness by making the desired action more automatic over time. The likely logic is that if the morning sequence is redesigned carefully, the new pattern can crowd out older habits that previously dominated the start of the day. In practical terms, the book seems to present habit change as a process of substitution, where a better default behavior becomes easier to repeat than the old one. Thirdly, proactive attention before email, news, and social media take control. Another important dimension is the protection of attention from reactive inputs. The related source material suggests that a morning habit can keep a person intentional before email, social media, or news create distraction and emotional drift. This makes the book relevant not only to time management, but also to attention management. The underlying point is that many people begin their day by responding to other people's priorities, which leaves little room for deliberate thinking. Estrada's approach appears to recommend creating a quiet, self-directed opening that allows the reader to choose how to show up before outside information begins shaping the day. That distinction is significant because attention is limited, and the first hours often influence the quality of later decisions. By encouraging a proactive start, the book likely argues that discipline is easier when it is protected from interruption at the outset rather than repaired after distraction has already happened. Fourthly, simple habit design that makes goals feel manageable. The available description implies that the book connects routine with goal attainment in a straightforward way. Build a usable morning pattern, and larger goals become easier to pursue. This reflects a common but important productivity principle. People often fail not because goals are impossible, but because the daily process supporting them is too vague or too demanding. The book seems to answer that problem by reducing ambition into repeatable behavior. Rather than asking readers to overhaul their entire lives at once, it focuses on a narrow and controllable segment of the day where success can be rehearsed consistently. That approach is effective because repeated early wins can create momentum and reinforce self-trust. The value here is organizational as much as motivational. A good morning routine can serve as a scaffold that supports exercise, work, study, or reflection without needing separate emotional preparation for each task. The book's likely contribution is to show that structure is often more useful than intensity. Lastly, routine is a foundation for an unstoppable life, not a quick fix. The title signals an ambitious outcome, but the book appears to ground that ambition in daily behavior rather than dramatic transformation. The phrase "build an unstoppable life" suggests a cumulative process where steady practice creates resilience, not an overnight breakthrough. That is an important distinction in the self-help genre, because many books promise broad change while offering only abstract encouragement. Here, the focus seems to be on a foundational habit that can support long-term stability across different areas of life. A strong morning routine cannot eliminate obstacles, but it can improve readiness, consistency, and self-regulation, which are often the real determinants of progress. The likely value of the book is that it connects an ordinary daily act to larger identity and lifestyle outcomes without overcomplicating the method. Readers are therefore given a practical entry point into self-improvement. Start with what happens first each day, and use that stability to influence the rest of the routine. In conclusion, Master Your Morning Routine, Beat the Sun, and Build an Unstoppable Life is best suited for readers who want a practical entry point into habit change, especially those who struggle with inconsistency, reactive mornings, or unstructured days. Its appeal lies in its narrow but useful focus. Instead of trying to cover every productivity technique, it centers on the morning as the most controllable and consequential part of the day. That makes the book especially relevant for people who want a simpler framework for improving follow-through, protecting attention, and building habits that can survive beyond short bursts of motivation. Compared with broader self-help titles, it appears to stand out through its emphasis on routine as a behavior system rather than an inspirational ideal. The likely benefit is not dramatic theory, but a usable way to start the day with more intention and less drift. Readers looking for highly detailed scientific research may find it more practical than academic, but those wanting clear guidance on structuring their mornings will likely find it accessible and immediately applicable. It is most valuable as a disciplined, habit-centered manual for turning daily repetition into long-term personal stability. If you would like to support Chris Estrada, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.